Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. Now, I have Molly in the studio with us again, and we're going to be continuing on from last night, where we will be asking each other some of life's most philosophical questions. It gets to this time of the night, and I'm so tired, I start to stutter. I was just saying to Molly there during the ads that when I'm producing the show, I have literally no water. I'd have maybe a sip or two. But when I'm presenting the show, I have two whole full litre bottles because it's very thirstying work. It is like when you're just talking for this amount of time. No one should be listening to me talking for this amount of time. Okay, so have you got the number generator tonight, Molly?
I do have a number generator, and the one we're starting on is 8.
Okay.
So would a world without lies be better or worse?
Oh, I think it'd be better.
Yeah. But like, what about white lies that you tell to make someone feel better?
Yeah, it would probably still be better. I mean, I agree with white lies. But if we got rid of all lies, I think, imagine you just knew all the time. Like the Liar Liar movie with Jim Carrey. Oh. Surely that's new enough. Let me Google. When was that movie out, Liar Liar? It's a good one, actually. I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
1997. What year were you born?
2005.
Oh my God. Like that's like a new movie to me. That's a new release.
Yeah.
1997. Actually, do you know what? It's aged quite well. I actually think you should watch it.
Okay, I will. I'm going to have a list by the end of this week of movies to watch.
Yeah, no, Liar Liar is good. So what you need to watch, Liar Liar.
Didn't you tell me The Matrix yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a bit crap. But yeah, I mean, you could watch The Matrix. What was the other one? Back to the Future?
Yeah.
And Kill Bill movies?
Yeah.
Okay, so Back to the Future and Kill Bill. Now, I tried to watch the Back to the Future movies with my kids and they actually lost a bit of interest. I thought they'd really love them, but I don't know, maybe if they're a bit, I don't know, too old, you know?
Yeah.
But my son loves The Matrix and he's 13.
Okay.
So I think you could watch that. Liar Liar is good. The kids watch that. Yeah. Someone keeps mentioning Layer Cake. Why are you telling us to watch Layer Cake? Layer Cake is a good movie. Have you seen that?
Nope.
It's with your man, Daniel Craig.
Okay.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's like a British gangster movie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Cool.
Okay. And next one. Get the number generator ready.
Number 4. Are we living in a simulation?
No.
I don't think so either. Niall talks about this theory all the time.
I know.
And I hate it. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And every time he talks about it, I just kind of go, I'm not really interested. I don't. And he proceeds to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
The whole entire
thing.
It's his favourite thing.
It really freaks me out because I don't like thinking about it that way, because then I'll tell him, no, I don't like that one. It really freaks me out.
Please stop.
And he goes, so whose simulation are you living in? Is it mine or is it yours? And I'm like, that's too far.
Stop all of that, please.
It's way too
deep for me. Yeah, no, I don't think we're living in a simulation.
No.
Nah.
I also don't want to think about it if we are.
Yeah, even if we are, I don't need to know.
I don't need to know.
I just need to get on with my day-to-day life.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Do we really have free will?
Oh, God, that's very deep. hang on a sec. Someone's messaging in. Truman Show wasn't very good, but it makes sense now. Have you seen The Truman Show?
I've seen clips. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen bits of it.
The Truman Show is very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that again.
I do really like Jim. He's in that, Jim Carrey, isn't he?
Yeah.
I do really like him.
And Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, he's in that as well.
Yeah.
Watch that.
Brilliant.
Oh, you've seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
That's really good. Yeah, okay. God, Jim Carrey, man. I'm telling you, we're recommending all his movies tonight. But yeah, The Truman Show was a great watch. Would recommend that one. So do we really have free will? What do you think?
To an extent, yes. Like, you do decide what you do every day.
But there's a lot of conditioning and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't think we do.
Yeah, there's things you shouldn't do.
Mm.
And if you really want to, you know you'd get in trouble for a lot of them.
Mm.
So to an extent, you do. But then, to an extent.
50-50?
50-50. You kind of
have free
will. We're
on the fence on that one. Let's hope there's not a heavy gust of wind. We fall off.
Number 12. Would you ever take back someone who's cheated?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
The trust is broken at that stage.
No. I actually wish we had Margaret and Maureen on for this. I think they'd be like, absolutely not. I changed the locks. No, yeah. Absolutely. No, I think I'd be with Margaret on that one, and I think I'd be changing the locks.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with her as
and
well.
And I'd be taking the car off and I'd be selling it to get myself a car and him a car. That was good advice there. Good, solid advice.
We should live by what she says.
Yeah, we should. Everybody should live by what Margaret says. I hope she's listening.
So if you could erase one invention from history, what would it be and why? I don't really know.
Well, do you know what would be really funny to do? To go back and like erase the wheel. Just for the laugh.
Just something really stupid.
Yeah.
Get rid of like doors and windows.
Yeah.
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 That'd be funny, especially if you could go back and do it and then see how different the world would be.
Yeah. I mean, someone else would probably just come along and invent it. Sorry, someone's saying just that about Layer Cake. It's a great film. It's real life. Yeah. I mean, it is a good film. I haven't seen it in years. I went to the, isn't Sienna Miller in it as well? It's Daniel Craig and Sienna Miller. And it was out kind of around the time or maybe after Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
Which is another great movie. If you haven't seen it, you should watch that. So that was a Guy Ritchie movie. He was married to Madonna.
Yeah.
And he also directed Snatch as well with Brad Pitt.
Okay,
so Snatch, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, they're great movies. And then Layer Cake came out slightly after that and it was of the same ilk, but I don't think it was a Guy Ritchie movie. But yeah, really good. Thanks for the recommendation. Sorry, what are we saying? What would you go back and erase an invention?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about guns?
That's a good one. Yeah, that is a good one.
It's a socially responsible one.
That is a socially responsible weaponry. Just get rid of a lot of it.
Yeah. Someone's just messaged in saying online dating should be erased.
I would agree with that. I think dating apps should get rid.
Do you think that dating apps will have their time?
I kind of think they're drowning out a bit now.
Because you don't hear about it as much anymore. Do you
remember
it was,
you
you'd hear about it all left, right and centre?
Yeah.
I just hope that we could maybe say goodbye to dating apps slightly and just say hello a bit more to going out.
Yeah.
You
know? Go out and talk to people.
Yeah. Meet each other the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
At the pub.
At the pub.
Or in the nightclub. Go shifting someone and get their number.
Yeah.
I haven't said the word shifting in donkeys. Someone else says mobile phones.
I did think about that. But
why didn't you say it then, Molly?
See, I would only erase it if I would erase it if I could forget all memories of having a mobile phone as well.
Do you know what? Imagine if it was just that was it. You'd be like, oh my God.
Like, what do I do?
You'd have anxiety. But yeah, I think that I actually think I would erase mobile phones.
Yeah.
I think they've been a scourge.
Yeah.
What about social media? Delete social media.
I don't feel that strongly about that one. I quite enjoy social media.
Why?
I'm nosy. I like to see what people are doing.
Yeah.
I like to keep up to date, especially if someone goes on holidays. I love to see that.
What?
Oh I love
God.
To see what people are up to.
No, I hate that. I literally don't want to see anybody going on holiday ever. I don't want to see it. Ever. In any circumstance. So would there be any social media apart from dating apps that you would erase or would you just keep it all?
Snapchat, I get rid of. I just think that's had its time and it's a bit useless.
Is that not the one you use though?
I do use it and it's useless.
Mm.
Like texts disappear. You can send pictures on it. They disappear instantly.
Yeah, you can have.
So I think that's just a bit useless in general. I think that's had its time as well.
And do you think it's fading out?
I hope so.
Because I don't use it. Like anybody my age group doesn't use it.
Yeah.
I think kids are using it. Kids.
Yeah.
You know, like younger kids, like sort of, you know, the 15, 16 year olds. I think they're using it. I don't know why.
I
like the filters.
Yeah.
But you can get separate apps for that.
Exactly. So I think that one, that could go and it wouldn't have that much damage on people.
No.
Just talk to people normally.
Here's a good one. Tobacco should be erased. That's
that
a great
a good
one.
Idea.
Yeah, because imagine all of the heart disease, lung cancer.
Yeah.
It'd probably be literally eliminated. Like,
yeah,
well, I
exactly.
mean, not completely, but it would certainly be a good start.
It would take away a big factor of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Margaret's just sent in a photo of her dog. Oh, look at Ernie. Oh, he's gorgeous. Oh.
I can see there. It's lovely.
Oh, can you see? Oh.
I can see in the reflection of the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for sending that in, Margaret. He's absolutely gorgeous. Oh, well missed. God love Ernie. Social media dies without mobile phones. Oh, yeah. So if you just get rid of the mobile phones.
You're getting rid of social media.
Although I had Facebook and Bebo and MySpace before I had them on my phone.
Yeah, that's true. You can get a lot of them on your laptop and stuff.
It's funny now because... kids like yourself
say,
oh, like the Facebook app. I would just say Facebook. It's because to me it's not, I mean, it is an app now, but it was just Facebook, not the app.
Yeah, like I remember when I was younger, my mom looking at her Facebook on the laptop.
Yeah.
And playing Angry Birds at the same time on the laptop.
Yeah. Go on, Molly's mum. Right, next one, Molly, go for it.
If you could have any six people dead or alive at your dinner party, who would it be?
Ooh, six people, that's a lot to choose.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, all the fitties.
All the fitties,
yeah. I don't know. What sort of, what would you want to achieve? I suppose you want to have a nice conversation.
You want to have a nice conversation. The one I always go to is Graham Norton.
I
think he'd be really good at a dinner party.
Yeah, he'd be sound.
And his wine is really nice, so hopefully he'd bring that as well.
Yeah, and Kylie Minogue does good wine as well, but I don't know if I'd have the same conversations with her as I would.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'd have Kylie's wine,
Graham Norton.
Graham Norton, yeah, I would agree with Graham Norton.
Yeah, Graham Norton's a good one. David Bowie maybe would be at mine. I really like him and I really liked his music.
And he'd be quirky.
Yeah, exactly. Add a bit of something.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd have to have someone for like a bit of controversy though. Someone who, but I don't know who.
I think I would have Tupac.
Good one.
Because I was like the world's biggest Tupac fan. Like everybody knows me for loving Tupac. I would definitely have him. What about, I wouldn't have David Bowie now. Don't get me wrong. I would be into his music, but I wouldn't waste one of my chairs. Sorry, David Bowie. Graham Norton, now that you've said that, I'm like,
wouldn't he be really good?
He'd be great. And also he could, like, I don't know, he'd be able to interview Tupac.
Yeah.
It'd be literally just like going on the Graham Norton show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Your dream Graham Norton show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would your dream Graham Norton show be?
I think Saoirse Ronan as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love her and she's a great conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
So her, Graham Norton, David Bowie, I have three people left. Who else would I choose? I made these questions and I should have thought of my answers.
Yeah, why did you think ahead of time? Someone's saying Roy Keane, Andy Cohen, who else? Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood would be cool. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Tupac.
Yeah.
Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Robin, you know the singer.
Yeah.
Sia.
Cool, yeah.
The singer. She's controversial.
Yeah.
I've still got two spaces left.
Yeah. I thought of, do you know Chapel Roan?
Yeah.
I'd have her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her and her music. So I'm up to four now.
Mm.
Who else would I have? In my head, I keep going to Princess Diana.
Oh, wow.
So her, I think.
Yeah.
And then my last one. Who else would I have? Who would be really interesting?
Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
I'd have Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Oh, someone's saying I'd have Niall Boylan. Do you know what?
I'll let him on.
Yeah, come on, Niall. Yeah, actually. I'd bring... someone's saying Elon Musk.
Bit of controversy.
What about Donald Trump? Would you invite Donald Trump?
I don't know. I'd have to stew on it for a little bit, but I would enjoy the controversy, especially with the mix of people I've got going on.
Yeah. Someone's given out to me for not picking David Bowie. I'm like, all right. It's my dinner party. Okay, right. Next one. That was a really hard one. I'm going to think about that one. We can maybe discuss that one a different time.
Yeah.
We should talk about it with Niall as well.
Yeah.
And we'll both pick Niall to come to ours and he'll just be like,
he won't pick either of us.
Absolutely not. Are you mad?
He's like, I see you every day.
Yeah, he'd have Donald Trump. Yeah. Right, go ahead.
If you could live forever, would you?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think I would.
100%. Yeah.
But if only you could live forever, but then you'd watch everyone you love die.
Yeah, I'd work out a way.
I'd work out a way.
I'd be alive for long enough that I'd be able to come up with a solution. No, because I want to be a vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come?
Because they live forever.
That's true. But they can't go out in the sun.
I'd be grand. SPF.
SPF.
Yeah, I'd work out a way. I'd be alive for long enough. No, I definitely, I want to be a vampire. I want to be in that inner sanctum of vampires. I think it'd be cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What kind of vampire though? Like a proper Dracula one or like a Twilight vampire?
Twilight.
Yeah. obvious choice there.
Come on, just talk to your blood. No, I wouldn't be like that. I mean, I'd look pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know how I'd look with the like really pasty, pale skin. But look, do you remember, oh, have you seen Death Becomes Her?
Nope. Oh, I have seen Death Becomes Her. Yeah, we've had the,
So the secret is, what was the spray that your mum was using on them? The
Oh yeah, the one that makes them look good, but then they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah, so I think it was, if someone can remind me, or someone just said, just put a hat on. Yeah, I just put a hat on. What was the spray? I think he was using, was it metal spray or something like that? Anyway, so look, we'd work out a way and I wouldn't look quite so pasty.
Yeah.
Because the fake tan probably wouldn't work.
Are highly intelligent people less happy than individuals with average intelligence?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know too much at that stage.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Just stop thinking about it. And that
stop
is, I think if when people are too intelligent, they overthink. And that's probably what's wrong with Maureen. And that's why she can't sleep, because she's way too intelligent.
She's way too smart.
Yeah, literally. Because if you're not thinking about things and, you know, then you're grand.
You've less to stress about then.
Literally. Stephen Fry always says that.
Yeah.
And he puts down his depression to the fact that he's so intelligent.
Yeah.
And he's a super intelligent guy. I've heard him say that before.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Like, it's almost like a burden to be that intelligent and know so much and just have all that space to consume all this knowledge.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm pretty thick.
Glad I'm average. Yeah.
Average all the way. I'm happy with that. I'll take it.
What superpower would you have?
Okay, so I've thought about this one before. I'd like to be able to fly. I'd like to be invisible.
Yeah.
I think probably maybe invisibility.
Yeah, I like to read people's minds.
Oh.
But on command, not like in X-Men when the guy doesn't have control over it.
Yeah, it's all just like white noise just going on. He's like driving him crazy.
I want to be able to look at someone and be like, I know what's going on in your head right now. Mm-hmm. So to be able to control it. Because I just think that would be really cool.
What other powers do they have in X-Men? You know, there was some of them where I was like, oh, I'd hate to have that one. Do you know the person that everything they touched burnt? Like, because they had...
Yeah. And there was the guy who shot like lasers out of his eyes and he couldn't open his eyes
for
ages.
So he had to wear that thing over his eyes, yeah.
And then Wolverine was an X-Man.
Yeah.
That looks very uncomfortable having...
I'm good for that, thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
There was one, I think his name's Magneto, he like controls metal. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because he was the one, they couldn't keep him locked up. He was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
What was it, like Dr. X, is that his name? Like the guy played by Patrick Stewart.
He was the guy with telepathy.
Okay.
But he couldn't control it until very late into his life. I want to get it and immediately master it.
Yeah, from the age of two. Someone just said that they would cure people.
That's a good one.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just there going like, I want to be invisible.
We went for a really
selfish choice. I know, because I'm like, I could rob a bank if I was invisible. Then, you just see all this money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Would everything you touch be invisible or just you?
I would make it so that is the case. I could make things turn invisible and then bring them back. Do you remember, what was that? It was literally The Invisible Man. It was a series when I was a kid. It was gas. My granddad used to watch it. And it was made into a movie then as well. And he put his clothes on to start to see him appearing. Logan is the film. Great show. Oh, what film is that? Sorry.
That's one of the X-Men films.
Ah,
yeah.
There you go.
I loved X-Men so much. Me and my dad used to watch them religiously.
Yeah, they're really good
so
movies.
So good.
They're really good, yeah.
Excellent. My favourite one was the first class one, where it showed them like at the start and when they went to the school and all.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's almost like Hogwarts where they go. I always, that's what I always thought it was like. They're off at this special school. I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
It's so cool.
There's something else that I watched the other night and I remember it being absolutely excellent. Now, I don't know if anybody can agree with me, but it was the Bourne Identity. And there's the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne Ultimatum. Now, I remember those films being absolutely amazing. So I said last weekend, because one of my kids really likes the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
So I said, right, let's watch the Bourne Identity, if that's the first one. Yeah, the Bourne Identity. And it was not very good. I really found it hard to keep with it. Not as good as I remember, whereas I can watch all of those Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, those Bourne movies, I was like, oh, that's not really as good as I remember. I hate when that happens, when you want to go back to something. I love when you remember something and you go back and watch it and you're like, oh, that's brilliant. Like you can watch, I watch Home Alone every Christmas. I watch Elf every Christmas and I love it every single time. But yeah, I was really disappointed with that.
Yeah, that is really disappointing.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a whole trilogy. Gone now.
Gone. Ruined forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I might. I could watch one of those, like the second or the third one. Maybe that would have a bit more.
That would help.
I'll check it out.
I'm trying to think of movies that happened with me. Mm. And the only one I could think of was Iron Man, because I remember being quite young watching Iron Man and being so obsessed with it.
Yeah, and now it's different when you watch something as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't like any of those Marvel-y things. It's a Marvel thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Not a fan of that at all now. But yeah, there's other stuff like the Kill Bill movies.
Yeah.
I can watch them again, and I will watch them like sort of every couple of years. You'd be like, I'm gonna watch that again, and they're brilliant every single time.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, that's another one that I could watch over and over. A lot of Quentin Tarantino's movies, actually.
Yeah.
I could watch.
I've seen Pulp Fiction once and I didn't love it.
What age were you though?
I think I might have been 13 or 14.
Maybe give it another try now.
Yeah, I will. I've grown up a bit.
Yeah. Since your birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe you could give it another try, because I actually think it's a really good movie. Yeah. If you actually just immerse yourself in it, it is excellent.
Like, yeah, I need to like lock in and watch it now. Yeah.
When you're 13, you're probably, well, I don't know.
I probably didn't care. Like,
yeah, probably
my mom
not.
Just put it on and was like, oh, this is a classic. Yeah. You'll love this. And I was like, yeah, right, I will.
Yeah.
All my attitude.
13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Does power corrupt people?
Certainly can do.
Yeah. I feel like it does. And
all the time, across the board.
Yeah. I feel like it definitely does. I feel like something happens to people when they gain a little bit of power. Like, no matter who you are and no matter what that is, I feel like it definitely has some impact. I wouldn't go as far as to say corrupt, but it definitely has an impact on like who you are and what your personality is like.
Does it depend on your personality type, though? Is there not a type of person who remains true to themselves, who remains, you know, sticks to their morals and doesn't ever get corrupted by power? Surely that could be the case.
That can be the case. But I feel like more often than not, power can change people.
Mm. And you hear it all the time.
Yeah, you do. And you see it a lot as well. But I feel like I notice a shift in people when they get a little bit of power, no matter what it is, and you see their like attitudes change. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that people can be inherently good as well.
Mm. Yeah, I listen to you now, like I would have said no, but no, I actually think you're right. I think it does corrupt people.
I think it can have a big impact on who you are as a person as well.
I mean, you even see it like in the playground or in the classroom.
Exactly.
And as people are growing up, and there's always like, oh, look, he had that little bit of power, and, you know, in the workplace and stuff like that.
It's those hierarchies, like, are hierarchies really that important in our society? Then you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
That people with power, you know who they are because of how they hold themselves.
Yeah. 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 No, very valid point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Wow. Shocked at myself.
Okay, next one. Can we really know everything?
No.
No.
Well, absolutely not.
I wouldn't want to either.
No, because you'd be like, that's the thing about being too intelligent. You know too much.
Know too much, can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You cannot, and I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Someone just messaged in just about that power thing. Just look at the Pride of Lions, you know?
Yeah.
When we're just animals at the end of the day.
Yeah, you see it in nature.
Mm. Someone else saying power depends on personality type, but power and money definitely corrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one. Do you think spirituality makes you a happier person?
I think that would be a good question for Darianne.
Yeah.
I think she'd be able to answer that one.
Yeah.
I think that spirituality can make you a happy person, but whether or not it actually will depends. I think spirituality can help people a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily going to make you happy. It's not going to just cure you of mental illness, or it's not just going to cure you of anything, but it can give you a better understanding, a new way of looking at it, and it can give you the tools to be a happier person.
Yeah, gives you a lot of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also feel like it can definitely help, but it's not a sure thing.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed happiness.
No, you're not just going to be a happier person because you're going off meditating and doing stuff like that. Yeah, no, I definitely think it can. It can definitely give you the tools, and it gives a lot of people purpose maybe.
Yeah.
Whereas they didn't feel like they had that before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next one. Biggest red and green flags in relationships.
How long have you got? Okay, so what would be the biggest red flag for you if you meet someone And it doesn't have to be relationship wise. It could be just as a person.
I think if they're cocky, if they make themselves just sound really good off the bat, I really don't like that. Mm-hmm. It just makes me not want to like you. You're telling me how great you are, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
That's a major red flag for me. Kind of how you hold yourself if you're too confident. Mm-hmm. But then confidence is important, but there's overdoing
it. There's a line. I do think that a lot of times that can be insecurity as well.
Yeah.
I find a big red flag is when you try to have a conversation with somebody and you just find yourself, you can't pick out when you're being gaslit, but you find yourself getting really confused.
Yeah.
And that is just a red flag, and you have to notice, like, whoa, what the hell just happened there? And you don't understand why.
Yeah.
And that's when you're really badly gaslit by somebody.
Yeah.
And they don't answer questions directly, and they just mess around to the point where you just feel really confused, and you're like, God, I was only trying to ask you for a cup of tea, or I was only asking if you wanted a cup of tea, and then you come away from the situation really confused. Now, it's difficult to put your finger on that at the time, but if you ever walk out of a situation
and you look back on it
and you're just like, what the hell was that? Like, why was I so confused? Why could I not get my point across?
Yeah.
That is the biggest red flag for me.
Yeah.
100%.
No, that's really, I'd agree with you on that.
Yeah. That's dangerous though, because that's complete narcissism, I think.
I feel like another one is when you're having a conversation with someone and they're just not listening to you.
I hate that. Literally hate that.
Just listen to me. You asked me a question. You started this conversation.
Yeah.
At least listen to my answers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll ask you the same question four times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've just answered this.
Yeah, I know. Or you're having the same conversation all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, did you not listen the last time? Because I know I know that about you, because I was listening to you, but you didn't hear me at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's not be so negative. What about a green flag?
I think honesty is a really big one. And people who are able to communicate properly. Like when people can openly talk about like their feelings and how they're doing and stuff like that. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Just tell me about yourself. Have a conversation with me. Mm-hmm. That's good. Like communication and honesty would be a big one. Don't lie to me.
No.
Don't do that.
What about a white lie? You like white lies. Make you feel better. Turn that one around.
On occasion.
Yeah. No, I get you.
On occasion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I do think there's a place for white lies. But in general, to be an honest person.
Yeah.
A couple of messages coming in. Someone saying controlling people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone actually sent in a question. How much is your soul worth? I'm like, how can you answer that one?
I don't know. Someone has definitely calculated a way to do this before.
Have
they? Those people with too much knowledge.
This is it now. That would be way beyond my mental capacity. That I'm just thinking of The Simpsons. Do you remember when Bart Simpson sold his soul?
Yeah.
And to Milhouse. And it was like just on a bit of paper. I can't remember what he had exchanged it for, but it was something not really, really worth a lot.
Yeah.
I think we might have time for one more, Molly.
Oh, perfect. Let me getting excited now. Do you believe that there is something after death?
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I just like to believe that as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to believe that this is it and then there's nothing.
That would be really crap. Like,
wouldn't it?
Awful. Like, absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but
I'm the same. But I like to know that there's something else.
Yeah. And I mean, do you believe, like, I know sort of like when I'm talking to Niall, he's like, things that when you die, that's it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't believe in like a lot of spirituality and stuff. Do you believe in spirituality? Do you believe that there's like spirits, and do you believe that we can connect into higher realms and that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there's a whole planet and it's just us alone and you live and you die and that's it. I feel like there has to be something else.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I feel like we're some sort of experiment,
not a simulation.
That's the thing. I couldn't even think of the word. Not a simulation, but I do feel like we're one part of what this is.
Yeah.
And we're at a certain level.
There's different layers to it.
Different layers. Yeah. So you wouldn't say realm. There is. Yeah. But different. I feel it like it's going upwards. I mean, it's a very weird way of explaining it, but I suppose I'm trying to put something that is not of this earth into words, and that's going to be very difficult to try and describe, especially on radio, because I'm doing a lot of
hand movements here
to try and explain what I mean. But I definitely do believe it, and I think it makes it a lot nicer for all of
us. It does make it a lot nicer, and I feel like I kind of agree with you, like moving up, like you're aging up and you're just slowly getting to that place that you're meant to be after you pass.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really comforting thought as well.
It is. It is definitely a comforting thought. And on that note, we're going to end the night. Thank you to everybody who got involved this evening. Thanks for all your messages and your calls as well. And just to finish things off as well, we just want to send our final condolences to our regular caller, Micheál, and on the passing of his lovely wife. We just wish you all the best and hopefully we will talk to you soon. If you want to get in touch and get anything discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. We'll be back here tomorrow from 9 p.m.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.